the same colours, the same manner, the same practised hand, belonging rather to a manufacturing automaton than to a man. He stood before the dirty pictures for some time, his thoughts at length wandering to other matters. Meanwhile, the proprietor of the shop, a little grey man in a frieze cloak, with a beard which had not been shaved since Sunday, had been urging him to buy for some time, naming prices without even knowing what pleased him or what he wanted. "Here, I'll take a silver piece for these peasants and this little landscape. What painting! It fairly dazzles one. Only just received from the factory. The varnish isn't dry yet. Or here is a winter scene. Take the winter scene. 15 rubles. The frame alone is worth it. What a winter scene!" Here the merchant gave a tight fillip to the canvas, as if to demonstrate all the merits of the winter scene. "Pray have them put up and sent to your house. Where do you live? Here, boy, give me some string." "Hold, not so fast," said the painter, coming to himself, and perceiving that the brisk dealer was beginning in earnest to pack some pictures up. He was rather ashamed not to take anything after standing so long in front of the shop, so saying, "Here, stop, I will see..."